The new LGBT Welcome Center is housed in an early 20th century bungalow along the historic Grand Central District of St. Petersburg. It's only the third of its kind in the U.S. Miami and Seattle have similar centers. Chris Rudisell, director of LGBT programs with Metro Wellness and Community Centers, emphasizes much more than just a tourist information center.
We'll also have classes, events, workshops, live music, things that not only tourists can enjoy, but the residents alike can enjoy. We want this to be a home for the community, someplace they can go and have a first date or come to a group, or we have a women's book club starting and live music this Saturday night. We want it to be welcoming to everyone in the community.
Chris Lanitas uses the center as a meeting place for his book club. He says since it's near local high schools, it will provide a needed service for LGBT youth.
It's nice to have a more intimate place to meet and get to know people, quite honestly. And I think it's a great idea I know they're reaching out to gay youth, and I think it's a great place, being the high schools five blocks away. It'd be a comfortable place for them to come and be themselves.
Some would say that St. Pete has already evolved into a gay-friendly city. Rhonda Muscat, a volunteer at the center, moved 2 months ago to St. Pete from Michigan and agrees. Still, she thinks the center serves a bigger purpose.
It feels really nice because generally for gay and lesbian people, there's not enough places to go where they are welcome or they can be themselves and they can learn about what is going on in the area for their lifestyle. And that kind of pigeonholes them to either be a recluse or to be at the bar. So here, at least we can talk to them about things that are going on and everything that's offered to them.
LGBT Community Center Services Director Chris Rudisell said future plans include expanding outreach to both youth and elderly within the LGBT community. Another important function of the center will be cultural and sensitivity training.
Part of that will be work through the Welcome Center, where people will actually be certified as a welcoming business. So we have that opportunity if businesses are interested, where we can come in and do consultations on their policies, or help them correct policies, or help them better serve their communities. We're working very closely with the St. Pete Chamber of Commerce and very excited to roll out trainings this coming year for all of their membership. We just trained their staff, and as kind of a precursor to move into to start offering that for the entire membership.
The ribbon-cutting ceremony with St. Pete Mayor Rick Christman begins at 6 this evening. The address is 2227 Central Avenue. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in St. Pete.